please.
One of the things you get a chance to do here today, if I have to leave soon, is in Barney Kiernan's pub, where we meet the famous citizen and a few other Groucho characters, and it's quite funny, and I love that one. I enjoy all of it now. You see, we've been reading it over and over the years. We read for the tourists on Saturday morning in Swenny's Chemist Joycean Centre, and so we've been studying it. Well, learning more and more as you go along, getting the parallel with the classical zone. So, you know, if I had to pick one, I love the Sandyman ones, obviously, naturally, because they're home to me, all three of them, the ones we did today. But Barney Kiernan's pub, because it's so funny, I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder, would you humour me and maybe read me the one about the snapping and the crackling of the sand underneath? Mm. Just a little section, just to catch your voice. I'd love
rather
that.
Rather than mess up your nice new book,
excellent,
and don't leave it behind you.
So this is Rodney Devitt, and he's going to read from his compilation of Joycean extracts from Ulysses on Bloomsday 2015. Rodney.
Stephen closed his eyes to hear his boots crush crackling rack and shells. Open your eyes a stride at a time. Am I walking into eternity along Sandyman Strand? The grainy sand had gone from under his feet. His boots trod again a damp, crackling mast, razor shells, squeaking pebbles, wood sieved by the sandworm, lost armada. Unwholesome sand flats waited to suck his treading soles, breathing upward sewage breath. He coasted them, walking warily. A porter bottle stood up, stodged to its waist in the cakey sand dough. The tide is following me. I can watch it flow past from here. Get back then by the pool bag road to the strand there. He climbed over the sedge and eely oreweeds and sat on a rock. These heavy sands are language tide and wind have silted here.
Excellent. Bravo, Rodney Devitt. Well done.